You were holding Daf Memtes. Start over again. Last Gemara again was that Voisa Hayoim there were Gemuhu Besrogehim and Nifkumu Keren Hamizbeach. Fevio Bulshe Melech Vasasmu. This is the Gemara before that says Lemifnei Shurshul Avoido El Mifnei Shloyira Mizbeach Pogum. Now the Gemara starts off on Daf Memtes. Share Kol Mizbeach Shein Loi Loi Kevish any Mizbeach that does not have the Kevish, the plank going up to the Mizbeach. Loi Karen, it does not have the corners on the top on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach itself was 32 by 32 Amas. On each corner on top of it, there was a corner of it, which was an Amma by an Amma and an Amma high. So it didn't have the Karen to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was possible. Loi Yisoid, if the Mizbeach was missing the Yisoid, the foundation, also it's possible. Loi Ribua, if it's not exactly a square, the locker is possible Yavoida. You're not allowed to use this Mizbeach for the Yavoida. So mainly here, since it was pogum, the mizbeach was posel. So the fact that they filled it up with salt and not take away the psul, it was just that it shouldn't look as if it was posel. Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda Omer Af HaSoiviv. If the mizbeach is missing the soiviv that's halfway up, that an amah indention that you're able to walk around the mizbeach, if it was missing the soiviv, also the mizbeach would be posel. So the Gemara says. Rashi says, when the Torah says karkav hamizbeach, it means the soiviv. For a nemaboy hamizbeach, for abundance, the rabbonim argue and say no, zel hakir goes on the kir, but the soiviv is not makiv on the mizbeach. This is the machlokes. Verses weiter, Omer Rabba Bar Bachon, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, shisin is misheshish yimei bereshis nivro. The shishin, Rashi says, that's the halal, these holes. That's underneath the mokum where you pour the nesachim, that the wine or the water drips down to the bottom, and there are holes that take it all the way down to the tohaim. So those holes were there from sheshes shemei bereshis. Shenem the pasuk says chamuke yirechayich kamoi chaloyim maase yidei omin. So idarshin chamuke yirechayich, like the thighs are rounded. That means Elo HaShisin. That means these are the Shisin. These are these holes that are on the bottom of the Mizbeach, the Mokum, where the water and the Nisach Yayin went straight down to the Tohoim. Kamoi Chaloim, the Pasuk says, Shemechulolim. They're round, they're like a pipe. V'yordim Adatoim. And the Shisin go straight down to underground to the Tohoim. Ma'asei Dei Omin. What does that mean? Ze'maisi Dei Yomunosa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself created, like we just said, in Sheshes Shemei Breshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this Shisin. Tana Devar Rabbi Shmuel. The Pasuk says Bereshis. So we say, Al Tikri Bereshis, don't say Bereshis, Ela Boro Shis. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this Shis, these Chalolim, these holes, that take the Yayin and the water straight down to the Tohim, underneath the Mizbeach. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Yomer. Shisin Micholin V'yordin Al Ad Tohim. These shisim, these pipes, like a hole in the ground that goes straight down, they go straight down to the toim, to the underground. Shenema the Pasuk says, or Shiro no lididi, I will sing to my beloved. Shiraz doidi, to sing to my beloved. Lekarmoi, care to the vineyard. Kerem hoi lididi, my loved one had a kerem. Be keren ben shemen, grew very, very good grapes there. Vayaskeyu, he plowed it. Vayasakeyu, he took away the stones. Vayateyu, he planted them. Shurik, he planted very, very good grapes. And Rashi says, Notu gefane mishubachas. He planted there very, very good grapes. For lo yizumari el shiroshin atzman. He grew the roots itself. That means, it was soon seen in the Gemara. He also grew as he built a tower in the middle of his vineyard. The Gam Yekev Chotzavoy, he also made a vat there, a place that the wine should go into. So Muradash is now, Vayitayu Shurik. He built there, he planted there the very good grapes. That means Ze Beis Hamikdash. That means the Beis Hamikdash. Vayivin Migdal Vasoich, he built a tower in the middle of it. Ze Mizbeach, he built the Mizbeach. The Gam Yikev Chotzev Boy, he also made like a vat there for the wine to go into with Darshin Elo HaShishin. These are the Shishin, these like pipes that go straight down in the ground to the underground right under the Mizbeach. Tanya Amri Ablezer Beb Tzadik. Lul Kotin Hoyo Ben Kevish the Mizbeach. There was a small lul, like a small So Rashi says, Lul is like an aruba, like a window. She milamala lamata, from up to down. So there was a lul there, cut in a small window, like a small place, ben kevesh to mizbech, between the kevesh, the plank, and the mizbech itself. From aruba is shokevesh, on the west side of the kevesh, the plank going up. The achat l'shivim shana, once in 7 years, perch pirchei kuna, the young kahanim, yordim l'sham, went down there, or malakatin misham yayin korish, and they collected from there mamish wine that became solid, like gelled wine, korish, came solid wine. Shedoyma li'gulet velitz, like a fig pie. Uboyin they came, v'sarfenoysa b'kdusha. They burnt this wine, it's like leftover wine from the nisach hayayin, they burnt the b'kdusha, means in the azara, they burnt it. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ba'kodesh hasech nesech sheichol Hashem. So Ba'kodesh hasech, says Rashi, hikesh shreifol nisuchai. We dash an Indian of the burning of it to the nisuch of the mayim, or nisuch of the yayin. So we dash in kishen, the same way, kishen she nisuchai b'kedusha, the same way the nisuch, the pouring of the yayin, is done on the mizbeach and makam kedusha, kach shrei fosa b'kedusha, the same way the burning of this wine, like after it gelled up, after years, they burnt it. And they burnt the b'kedusha also in the azara. Now my mashma, where's the raya from this pasuk? Om Ravina, asya kodesh kodesh. Learn out the gzera shavah from the words kodesh kodesh. That what ksiv hocha ba kodesh hasech nesech. So Dashin says Kodeshu by Sreifa, and it says Kodesh by Hasech Nesech. So just like the Nisuch is done on the Mizbech and Mokam Kedushim, who adin the Sreifa is also done the Mokam Kodesh. Wherever you have to burn it, has to be burned the Mokam Kodesh. Tzmora says, Kiman Ozlo Hodetan. Who's the goal like this that we learned? Hodetanan. Nisochim betchila moylam behen. Nisochim, the wine at the beginning, there's nisamila. Since your magdashit has kedusha on it, there's nisamila on it right now. Moylam behen. Yardul l'shisin, after you poured the nisach hayayin and it went down to the shisin to the time, is ain moylam behen. There's no more mila on it anymore. Because it's poshit nasim mitzvos, and you don't need it anymore. It has no more kedusha on it. So where it says, leima Rebbe Elezer Reb Tzadiki. It goes according to Rebbe Elezer Reb Tzadik. The Rabbon, because if it goes according to Rabbon Shito, ha nachte luhu letoim, they hold it goes down to the time. So ibazoi, so you don't need a chiddush to say there's no more miller on it. Like if the water, if the yain goes down to the time to the underground, you can never get to it anymore. So pshitla might not come in the isamilu, not isamilu. You can never get to it. It's not nageila ma'isa. So according to Lezreb said it, the hold it doesn't go all the way down. Then it's nageya. But if you come up with that wine has no miller. So Gemara says no. Afilu teimer rabbon. Even if one says goes according to rabbon shita, hatei b'di iklut. We're talking about a case where the drashi imtola kli b'toych hashishim b'kibul. Let's say someone was making the nisach hayayin and you put a kli, a cup, to catch the wine when it was coming going down through the shishim. So that's enough to mean that if you catch the wine, you should know there's no more istamila. Even though like you can catch it and it's nogei l'maisa, still it has no istamila. Tomorrow says, Vika the army, some say, Leime Rabbonin hi, Valer Reb Lezer Reb Sodik. It goes according to Rabbonin Shita, not like Reb Lezer Reb Sodik. Why? Di Reb Lezer, if it goes according to Reb Lezer, Akati B'dusha Sayu Kaimi. It's still B'dusha. In other words, since it has to go down to the Shisin, Faket, it still has Kedusha on it. See, if so, why Taka, there should be Miller on it. Like you said, the Amri, Sarf and Nice and Bakdusha. Amma Bakdusha, Sarf, Salayan, Midaboy Sreifa. Since he holds, you have to burn it, but Makam Kaddish, Mashmet still has Kedusha on it. That's why you have to burn it. So according to Rav Lezer Reb Tzadik, they should have the Nisimila. So Gemara says no. Afilu Tema Rav Lezer. Ein Lucha Dover, Shenase Mitzvosa Yumoylem Boy. There's no such thing that you already did its mitzvah with it, and you have mila. So about here, you're ready, you did the maisa, the nisach hayayin, you makayim the mitzvah, therefore there'll be no isamila anymore. Even though you're still a mitzvah later to burn it, but it's already called, like Rashi says, v'nisuchai hu ikir mitzvosay. That's the most important part of the mitzvah. So since you already did the most important part of the mitzvah, that's called nasa mitzvosay, now there's no more mila on it anymore.
Omer Resh Lakish, Bizman Shemanaschin Yain Agabi Mizbeach, when he used to make the Nisach of the Yain on the Mizbeach, Poikikin Es HaShisin, they used to stop up, like clog up the Shisin, learn that the wine should not drip straight down. Lekayim Mashinem, to Bekayim, what the Pasuk says, Bakodish Hasech Nesach Sheikhul Hashem. Trashi Poikin Es HaShisin, Es Nekev Shebrosh Mizbeach, used to clog up the hole on top of the Mizbeach. Shinasachim Yordabal Shisin. Shiyiru Hayayin Olav Kigurin. It should mole. It should look like the wine is full. Like it should be overflowing of wine. It says, Lash Vedemora, my mashm, how do we know from this posik? Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Shecher. It says the word Shecher means Lashon Shisiya, like drinking, Lashon Sviya, being satisfied, Lashon Shichris of Rashi's Vesimchov Nisacha, like being happy, being Shikah, like having a lot of it. So also, there should be a lot of wine on top. You should see the wine. That's where you're supposed to have it. So you're supposed to clog up the holes, but there should be a lot of wine there. Now, Omer Rav Papa, Shema Minah, from here we see, Ki Sova Inish, Chamro, when a person like drinks wine and becomes satisfied with wine, Migroina Sova. You know when you're satisfied? What goes into your throat? Shadrashi, Aydei Shashaisa Beglimos Gassi. If you take big sips, big gulps of wine, that makes you satisfied. The Gurin Molly who must be, if you have a full throat, that satisfies you. And not a lot of drinking, a little bit that goes into your stomach. That doesn't satisfy you with wine. What satisfies you with the wine is if you take big gulps, drink it down with big gulps. Gemara says, A young Talmud Chochem that doesn't have too much wine to drink, so you want to like get your money's worth and be satisfied with it, is ligma gemuyi. Let him take big gulps of it, so the big gulps will satisfy you. Rava, the Gemara says, akosa de brichosa agme gemuyi. When he used to like make brichas amazin over a kaiser yain, he used to gallow it down, drink a lot of it. Also derech kovet. Dorish Rava, my dichsir, what does the pasuk say? Ma yofu fa mayich, how nice it is your steps. Banolim bas nodiv. Of the Banolim with the shoes of Asnodiv. That means, Mayofu Pamoiseim Shal Yisrael Bishor Shoil on the Regal. How nice are the footsteps of Klai Yisrael when they're going up on the Regal Zayin. Basnodiv, that means the daughter like of the princesses, Bita Shal Avram Avinu. Shenikra Nadiv, Shenema Nadiva Yanem Nesofu. Am Elokei Avram. Elokei Avram, Fret Gemara, Vole Elokei Yitzchak V'Yakov, only the father of Avram, and not of Yitzchak V'Yakov. He was the first one to be Megaya Gerim. That's why it's called here Lokei Avraham. And the way Rashi says, Nodiv means Shenodva Liboy Lahakim is Boroi. He was the first one to be Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Tchilas Legerim, Benidvas Libol is Gair. He was the first one to be Mezgair of people. Moses Vaita, Tono Devei Rabonin. My Dichsib, what does the Pasuk say? Chamuke Yirei Chayich. That like the thighs should be rounded. It means Loma Nimshlo Divrei Torah Kiyerach. Why is the Torah Daima to a Yerach to a thigh? Loim Loch to teach you. Ma Yerach, the same way a thigh B'Seiser is hidden, you don't see it. Av Divrei Torah B'Seiser, the same way Divrei Torah has also done things hiddenness. We'll soon see what that means. But it's not B'Tznius. Fahainu Di Yomri Avlodil Javlaza said, Ma'i Dichsib, what does the Pasuk say? Higid Lucho Odom. Tell the person, Ma Toiv, what's good, Ma Hashem Dorsh Mimoch. What does Hashem want from you? Kiyim asoyis mishpat. Hashem wants us to do mishpat. We'll soon see what that means to do din. V'yavas chesed, to do kindness to one another. V'yatznoas leches im alakechem. And to do things b'tznias with modesty in doing avodas Hashem. Asoyis mishpat, that means zeh din. Do things the din Torah the way you're supposed to. V'yavas chesed zug milas chasodim. Do kindness to one another. Do things with modesty. That means zuaytsoyes a mace. Even when you spend money to take care of a kfuras of a mace, like Rashi says, even if you're an oni and you want to spend a lot of money to help him out, do it bitznius. Not everybody should know about it. Achnosas kala, the same thing, to spend money for achnosas kala, do it bitznius. Achnosas kala lechupa. It also Rashi says when you go to the chupa and you eat and you drink and you're happy there, do it with modesty. Don't drink and eat too much. Don't be too besimcha, kalas rosh. Do things but snort leches. The Gemara says, "V'aloy dvorim kalvachoyim." There's a kalvachoyim here. Well, ma dvorim shadakan lasoysim fahesia. Ma the things that's a derech, do it openly. Om Torah Sulba Torah says, Hatsno leches, do things, but bitznius, marstein, is dvorim shadakan asoysim bitzino, things that you are supposed to do bitzina privately, alachas kama vakama, doing bitzina. Do it bitznius. And Omer Rav Lezer, Godol ho'ayse tztoka, yoyse mikola karbonis. If you do tztoka, that's more important than all the karbonis. Shinema the Pasuk says, Asay tztoka u'mishpat. Nivchar la'ashem mizevach. That doing tztoka u'mishpat is more choiceable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than a zevach, more than karbonis. V'yom Rav Lezer, G'doy lo g'milas chasodim, yoyse minat tztoka. G'milas chasodim is even greater than doing tztoka. Shinema the Pasuk says, Zaru lechem tztoka v'kitzru. Lefi chesed. That means you plant like tztoka and you cut off like chesed. That means to say, Imodim zareya, somebody plants a seed, sofik oichel, sofik ein oichel. It's doubtful if you'll be able to eat, yes or no. Odim kaitseva, somebody cuts it down, cuts off the tfu already, the wheat that's grown already, vade oichel, for sure you'll eat it. The same thing here also, like for sure, if you cut down like the chesed, that's better. I mean, the Gemilas Chasadim is greater than Tzedakah. The Yomer Reb Loza, Ein Tzedakah Mishtalemes Elo Levichesed Shebo. How do we measure how great a Tzedakah is? According to how much chesed, how much kindness you did. So Rashi says that means, Hanesinehi HaTzedakah. Them giving the money, that's Taka Tzedakah. You gave money to an Oni. How much bother you went through to give it and how nicely you gave it, that's hachesed. Did you take it to the Yoni's house? How much you helped him along, not just on giving the money. How much help did you give him? That's also called lefi chesed shaboy. That's how tzedakah is counted. Shenam the pasuk says, "Zara lechem tzedakah v'kitzru lefi chesed." Tan rabbanim, v'shloisha dvarim gedolah gemilas chasodim yesem min tzedakah. In three ways, gemilas chasodim, doing kindness, is greater than tzedakah. Tzedakah b'mamayne, tzedakah is only with money. Gemilas chasodim b'mamayne. Gemilas chasodim is both with yiguf and with yimamin. Tzedakah is laniyim, is giving money to aniyim. Gemilas chasodim is bein laniyim, bein leashirim. Whether a poor person, whether a rich person, you could do gemilas chasodim. Tzedakah lechayim, giving money, tzedakah is only to persons alive. Gemilas chasodim bein lechayim, bein lemeisim. You could do gemilas chasodim, do kindness even to meisim. B'shas tekfura, b'shas levaya, b'shas tehefsid, the hefsid, if you do nice things, that's called gemilas chasodim, even to a meis. V'yom Reb Leza, koloi set tzedakah mishpat, whoever does tzedakah and mishpat is kilo, milo, kololam, kule chesed. As if you fill the whole world up with chesed. Shinema the Pasuk says, Oyet tzedakah mishpat, chesed Hashem, mole oretz. Hashem fills up the whole world with chesed. Shema term, maybe you'd say, kol habol likvois koifetz. That whoever wants to come and do the mitzvah of chesed of tzedakah, they could just go ahead and do it. Like Rashi says, Shema kol habol likvois, for lasvois tzedakah v'chesed koifetz, so they could jump. Is it be so easy that you wanted the tzedakah that Hashem would make it that a nice pearl person will come in front of you and they'd be able to give it to him? The Pasuk says, Yokor, that means Sarah lost his leiv l'teich lidraf achrehom. L'fesheinu mitzuyah tomid lizchois bolu magonim. It's not so easy always to be zeicha to give tzedakah to the right poor person. So you have to work in order to be able to give it to the right person. Talmud Lehman, the Pasuk says, Ma yoker chas to cholakim. I mean, it's not so easy. You have to be yoker, the different type of tzedakahs. Yochel, I would have thought, after Yirei Shemayim came, the same thing applies to Yirei Shemayim, would be the same halacha. Talmud Lehman, v'chesed Hashem yelam v'yadolam ha-yireyev. The Kodesh Baruch Hu has his chesed to the Yireyim all the time. In other words, Yirei Hashem, him, it's easy for him to do the mitzvah. Someone that's Yirei Hashem, Hashem likes you, so for him will make it easy, you'll be able to do the mitzvah tzedakah at the right time, like Hashem will make it that by you, prompt and oni, a chashev oni will come, and you'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah. Omer Rav Chisda, Bar Papa, Kol Odom Shiesha Lov Chen, whether has Chen upon him, is be a doer, you should know, Shu Yirei Shemayim. It's a sign that he's a Yirei Shemayim. If he has grace, people like him, he's a Yirei Shemayim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Chesed Hashem Yelam V'yad Olam Al Yireyev. The chesed of Hashem, the chutzah chesed is chen,
is upon the Yirei Hashem. The Yomer Reb Loza, my dear sir, what does the pasuk say? Piha pascha b'chochma. Open your mouth with chochma v'soiras chesed al l'shoina, and you should have chesed doing kindness on your tongue. For the Gemara v'chiyesh teirish chesed, v'yesh teirish shena chesed. You have a type of a Torah that's done with chesed and a Torah that's not shal chesed, not with kindness. Elo the Gemara means like this. Torah l'shma, if you learn Torah l'shma, zuhi Torah shal chesed. Shalai l'shma, zuhi Torah shena shal chesed. That's called Torah, not shal chesed. Ika the army, some say, Torah l'lamda, zuhi Torah shal chesed. If you're learning Torah in order to teach other people, that's called the Torah shal chesed. Shalai l'lamda, you're not learning to teach other people, zuhi Torah shena shal chesed. That's not called the Torah Shel Chesed. Because Torah Shel Chesed means you learn, and Agav, you also teach other people also. But Kamaseil B'Chol, in the same way they made the Nisach of Yayin on the Chol, the same thing they did on Shabbos also. For the Gemara of the Yamai, Leitzim B'Mekadeshes, they said that they used to fetch the water on Friday, and the Kli was not a Kli Sharis. So for the Gemara, why not? What's wrong? Why can't you use a Kli Sharis now also? And the Havim in Arid, it doesn't have any Kedusha of the water, so there wouldn't be any Psalina. So Marin says, Amazirik Sover Ein Shir Lamayim. There's not an exact measurement of water how much you have to have. Uchlisharis Mekadishin Shleimidas. Another thing, even though you did not have maybe intention that the Klisharis should be Mekadish the water, because you don't want the water to become possible overnight, but that was the problem in the Mishnah. We can't fetch the water in a Klisharis Friday and leave it overnight, because it has a Psalina. So now the Gemara wants to perform, but maybe put it in the klisharis and have in mind that the klisharis should not be mekadeshit. It should not be mekadesh the water, so there shouldn't be any psalina. That would say no, that we hold the klisharis is mekadesh even if you don't want it to. And secondly, there's no shear exactly how much water you have to have. Because if there would be a shear exact measurement, then we would say if you put too much or too little, the kli cannot be mekadeshit. Like the kli would only be mekadesh the exact shear, the exact amount. But now the question is, like, since there's no amount, so whatever you have could get Kedusha. So therefore we say, you're not allowed to fill it up in a Kli shall Kli Sharis, in order that the water should not have a Psul Lina on it. For that Gemara, V'maisi b'mekodeshet, the most of V'maisi b'mekodeshet, if so late, b'lina. Because if you would bring it in a Kli Sharis, you should know the water would become possible overnight. Because since the water is Mekadish, the Kli Sharis is Mekadish the water, and any water that's Kodesh stays overnight has a Psalina on it. Chizki Yoramah Chizki says like this, Kli Sharis ain't Mekadishin Elamidas. No, a Kli Sharis, even though it's a Kli Sharis, the Kli, the pitcher, and it's only Mekadish what goes inside it if you have intentions, you have in mind to be Mekadishit. So then the question is, so what's wrong here? Fetch the water Friday in a Kli Sharis, but don't have in mind to be Mekadish the water. Sumara says, Ugzeira Shem Yermu Ladasnis Kachu. That's not a good answer, because it's still Ugzeira. Maybe people will do it L'shem Kiddush. In other words, we can't let you do it, fill it up in a Klisharis, and we'll tell, like you now, will have in mind not to have it Kiddushim, because we're afraid maybe someone will fill it up in a Klisharis, and he will have in mind to be Mekadashit. And then the water become Kaddish, or become Sulina. That's Ugzeira not to fill up the water with a Kli, that's a Klisharis. Omer Rav Yana, Omer Rav Zeira. Even if you want to tell me there isn't a measurement exactly, let's say gimul lugim of mayim yastaf nischayim, and also you tell me the klisharis a mekadesh melamidas, that a klisharis is also only mekadesh the water inside it if you have in mind to be mekadesh it. So then, if these are halachis, so we have two reasons now why you should be allowed to fetch the water on Friday in a klisharis. Because first of all, there is a measurement how much water you have to have. So the Eitzer is, fill it up more than that measurement, and then the Kli is not Mekadashit. Secondly, the Kli is only Mekadashit, you have intentions to be Mekadashit. So the Eitzer is, don't have in mind to be Mekadashit. So why can't we fill up the water in a Kli Sharis? So my answer, like we just got finished saying, Ugzeira, Shema Yernu, Lekiddush Yadayim Raglayim Molim. There's still Ugzeira, people may say you filled up this water, L'shem, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and then it would become Solina overnight. Again, it'll be the same gzera that people think you took it for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and if you're going to use it the next day, they'll think there was a psalina and still you're using it. That's why we don't let you fill up the water for the Nisach HaMayim in a Kli Sharis. Play it safe and don't use a Kli Sharis. Right, the Nishpecho in his Galsa. The Mishnah says if the water spilled out over Shabbos night, or else it came on COVID, then you can't use this water, then you have to use the water from the kiyor for the nisach hayayin, for nisach hamayim. For the more of hamayim, why? Lever v'sanenenes, why can't like put it through a sieve? Like, what are you afraid that maybe some poison with the snake drank from it and put some poison in it? So like sieve it out, make sure that there's no to get the poison out. So more lema masnis and lekri of nechemia. Our mishnah is not going to look at nechemia. The tanya misanenes yesh bar mishum gili.
So the kid said, well, the question was again, why can't we use like a strainer to strain out the errors, the poison of the snake, and then you should be allowed to use the water? So Gemara says the chura lema masnis and lekri of nechemia can't go according to nechemia. Tatanya will learn misanenes yesh bar mishum gili. A strainer, even if you strain out the water and a snake drank from it, still it's also to drink the water. Rav Nechemia says, Amos say, when is this? Bizman shetachtoin magula. Only if the bottom one was uncovered. Bizman shetachtoin machusa, the bottom one was covered. Afafi shayayin magula, even if the top one was uncovered, ain't by mishum gilui. It's no issa gilui. Why? There's no issa, we're not afraid of the poison. Because the poison of the snake is doima like a sponge. It stays in one place, so you could like strain it out and get the poison out of it. So why can't you use it for nisach hamayim? So Mar says, "Afilu time Rav Nechemia, even if you want to say goes according to Rav Nechemia." Eimah the Yom Rav Nechemia lehedyet. He only said lehedyet that the straining helps that you're allowed to drink the water. Avol legvoya to use this water for nisach hamayim, put it on the mizbeach. Mi yom that he said it. For the Amar of like the last of Nechemia, doesn't Nechemia hold from the pasuk Harkurveyu no lifchasecha hayitzoch or hayisa panecha am Hashem tzavokais, like something you want to bring for Kodesh Baruch Hu, it has to be a very, very good thing. You can't bring something that's not so nice. So here, this water, even if you want to tell me this, and then it helps, but I call upon him, it's no good. The gvoya for sure, you can't use it. Hadron alecha lulav yarov. Mishnah says hachalil playing the flute by Simchas Beis Hashoeva chamisha v'shisha. Sometimes it's 5 days, sometimes it's 6 days. Zel hachalil, this is the flute shel Beis Hashoeva. The special simcha they used to have on Sukkot is called the Simchas Beis Hashoeva. Shein adoich lois haShabbos lois haYomtiv. The halacha is that's not deich haShabbos and Yomtiv. You can't do it. So if Yomtiv comes out on Shabbos, you can do it 6 days Chol HaMoed. When Shabbos comes out, not on the first day, so you have a Yom Tov and a Shabbos, then you could only do it 5 days and not 6 days. So Gemara says, Itma Rav Yehuda Rav Ino, Cha Toni Shoeva. Some says in the Mishnah Loshen should be like we have Shoeva, like fetching the water. The Cha Toni Chashuva, something very important. It was Oma Mazutra. Mandatoni Shoeva Loi Mishtabesh. Whoever learns the word Shoeva, fetching the water, is not wrong, is right. Mandatoni Chashuva is also Loi Mishtabesh. Mandatoni Shoeva Loi Mishtabesh. The Pesach says, Lushafte Mayim Besosan. You should fetch water Besosan with happiness. Mandatoni Chashuva Loi Mishtabesh. Yom Rav Nachman. Mitzvah Chashuva Hi. This is a very, very important mitzvah. Ubo Mishesh Shemei Breshis. And it's here from Shesh Shemei Breshis. Like we had, the Shishim was created from Shesh Shemei Breshis for the purpose of the Nisuch Haya Am HaMayim. Tana Rabon. Yeah, Tana Rabon. HaChalil Doich Yeshe Shabbos. Divir Reb Yeseb Yab Yehuda. It is Doich Yeshe Shabbos. You're allowed to play the flute even on Shabbos. And the Chur Huwadin on Yom Tov also you're allowed to do it. V'chachom HaMayimim. The Chom say they'll know. Af Yom Tov Ein HaDoich. You can't even play the flute. The simple Vesha Shweb. You can't play on Yom Tov even. Not only on Shabbos, not even on Yom Tov. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef explained, what's the Machlokes? Yes, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Machlokes b'shir shel korban. The Machlokes is, if using the Chalil as Doich HaShabbos, it's a Machlokes b'shas they brought the korban. When they brought the korban at Tomid in the morning, the Levim had to sing a shir. So the question is, how did they sing the shir by the korban? The Rabbi Yosef saw v'arika shiro b'kli. The main part of the Shirud Levim had to use was the Kli. They had to use the Chalil. They had to use instruments. Therefore, the Avodahi, usually using the Kalim, using them, is called an Avodah. And the Klal is with Deich HaShabbos. And the Avodahs are the Korbanos. Just like the Korban itself, the Korban HaTamid, is Deich HaShabbos. Who are then the Avodahs are also Deich HaShabbos. Like Rashi says, Ikashira, Shekorban, Tsibur, Toyin, Shirman, Aturk, Aminu, Mutech, Erechin, Kam, Mikrois.
So Rabbi Yossi, the Iker Hashir Ein Olim Ken Chalil Maki Im Hashir. You ought to have the Chalil playing also. Vichein Kinoris and Nevolim, other instruments, were also playing Bishas Levim sang. And this is all part of the Avoida. Therefore, the Avoida is Derech Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to use the Chalil on Shabbos also Bishas that brought the Korban. For Rabbon and Sarva, the Rabbon hold no. Iker Shira Bepeh. The main thing of the Shir is to use your mouth. Therefore, v'lav avoidi, it's not called the chelik of the avoida to use the instruments. The Levium could do the shir midirais is just singing with their mouth. They don't have to use the instruments. Even though they use it, it's not called part of the avoida. Therefore, the lachar is, it's not doicha shabbos. Alright, turn over.